Birders seem to become especially excited when they catch a glimpse of this uncommon Bay Area visitor. Perhaps that's because it didn't used to spend much time in the San Francisco Bay Area. In fact, it probably wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for us humans planting palm trees in places palm trees don't really belong. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we welcome the hooded oriole. This is Bay Birds. So what's so special about the palm tree that it can change a bird's natural range? Well, it seems to be the hooded oriole's tree of choice for nesting, and with the facilitated northern expansion of this fair-weather plant, we've expanded the natural range of the hooded oriole. In fact, our area is about as far north as they go, although some may now get up to Humboldt or even southern Oregon. Migrating hooded orioles travel from their wintering spots along Mexico's southwestern coast to these northern breeding territories that include the San Francisco Bay Area, but they more commonly breed throughout Central California and the southwestern U.S. A few may even choose to spend their winters in Southern California and Southern Texas if there are feeders nearby. The hooded oriole is named for the brilliant orange hood on the adult males. Males are primarily covered with bright orange or orange-yellow feathers, but their tails are black, as are their wings. And on their wings are white wing bars that may appear as streaks of white. It also has a large patch of black on its upper breast and chin, and a black mask around its eye. As with many birds with sexual dimorphism, meaning the males and females have very different color, size, or special plumage, the female hooded oriole has considerably tamer coloring than the male. Females tend to primarily be a drab olive gray above and have olive yellow coloring below and on their tails. Their wings are gray with white wing bars, and young males tend to resemble the females, but once they are about a year old, they already begin to develop their striking black markings. The hooded oriole's beak is black, tapered, and curved slightly downward. They often perch near the ground to search for insects and spiders among the leaves, and may even hang upside down while doing so. Though insects are their primary food source, hooded orioles will also feed on fruit and nectar, and the sharp point on their beak allows them to pierce a flower's base and collect nectar without pollinating any flowers. This process, if you remember, is called nectar robbing, and hooded orioles tend to rob the nectar from agaves, aloes, hibiscus, lilies, or other plants with tubular flowers. In general, hooded orioles prefer riparian or deciduous woodlands, palm groves, mesquite, or arid scrub. They also tend to be spied around human habitations, like ranches or in the suburbs. Their natural breeding areas tend to have scattered trees, like in desert oases or stream banks. But with the introduction of ornamental trees, they seem to prefer to nest in palm groves and yuccas. Once they choose a nesting spot, the female creates an elaborate teardrop hanging nest. This nest may be suspended by twigs or woven through the overhanging leaves of palm and palmetto trees. If the nest is suspended from these large leaves, the female pokes holes in the leaf from below and pushes nest fibers through the holes, effectively sewing the nest to the leaf. The nests themselves are woven from wiry grass blades or shredded palm and yucca fibers and may be lined with downy plants. Hooded orioles tend to be rather social. Their song sounds like a series of whistles, barbles, and chatters. Perhaps you've heard some around you. If you haven't been able to hear one yet, you may have a little more luck spying one, especially if there's a male nearby, and currently we are spying a few here at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center. Come on down and see if you can catch a glimpse of this very colorful visitor. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.